verses 31 and 32. Acts 27, 31 and 32. Paul said to the centurion, and he said to the soldiers, he said, okay, here's what came from God. Except these people abide in the ship, except they stay with the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers, they cut off the ropes. They listened to Paul, and they cut off all the ropes of the boat. That is the lifeboat, and they let her fall off so that they would have to stay with the ship. Now, this is a, in Acts 27, this is a journey that Paul took. It was a voyage to Rome. Paul was actually a prisoner, and they were taking him to Rome. And he tried to tell them that, man, my second cup of coffee is kicking me around right now. He tried to tell them that this voyage is going to be perilous, but they wouldn't listen, and so they sailed anyway. And well, sure enough, the storms come. It's dark, it's black, waves are high, it's horrible. For many days, Paul went to a secluded place, began to pray, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him and told him what to tell the crew, and he did. They listened, and they let go of the lifeboat. Everybody say that was an alternative. In other words, if it wasn't going to work out on the ship, they had a lifeboat, they can try that. But Paul told them to get rid of the lifeboat. In other words, get rid of the alternatives and stay with the ship. Does that make sense? You see where I'm going here? All right, you feel the waves? All right, praise God. Sometimes we go deep sea fishing, Brother Ben, when we get home, some of the guys, whoever goes, they feel those waves for several days afterwards. It's a funny feeling. And so Paul told them to stay with the ship, and they did. And the ship came to a terrible, terrible place, and literally the ship was broken all to pieces, literally pieces. And Paul wrote in the book of Acts, or Luke wrote in the book of Acts, that several of the people drifted in on pieces, literally on boards from the ship. But yet the Bible said they all made it because every one of them made it because they stayed with the ship. And so I'm going to visit an old place where I've been before, and I want to preach, grab a board and hang on. Grab a board and hang on. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for boards. We had a lot of leftover boards from the building. I took them, made deer stands. And deer feeders, praise God, saved a lot of money. But I'm going to preach, grab a board and hang on. Would you pray with me? Lord, we love you, lift you, thank you and praise you. We honor and exalt, magnify the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to minister to every heart, every life, and every soul in this building today by your divine spirit. Let us walk in the Holy Ghost, Lord, as we preach the Word of God. Help us in our preaching today. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody shout amen. God bless you as you're seated just now. I will say, I do thank God for those of you. I mean, it's like as soon as we come in the door, we start standing. We stand with the music. We stand with the worship. We stand for a long time. And I want to thank you for that. There are people that would not like to do that. But when we come to church, we come to do something. We come to get things accomplished. We come to reach we have a goal. And that goal is to get God worshiped like he's never been worshiped, to get him praised like he deserves praise, and to make a change and a difference in our lives. Amen. This is not a social order. It's a long way from bingo, and it's a long way from the Moose Lodge. Amen. And so it's the church. And the church needs to worship God. So I want to say thank you for that. Amen. Sometimes praise is just what somebody needs. Amen. A lot of times there's nothing a little worship can't take care of. Nothing wrong with us that a little worship can't take care of. Praise God. Amen. So it was Paul's voyage to Rome, and he was shipwrecked. The only thing Paul had was assurance that the Lord was with him. If I was a singer today, I would just haul right off and sing, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine." Amen. Sometimes all we have is assurance that everything's going to be all right. That's where some of our people in the church are right now, physically in their body. That's where Johnny Garrison is right now. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. That's where Sister English is right now. I've got a feeling everything is going to be all right. That's where we are, Brother Bennett, with your dad. We've got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Amen. And that Steve's going to come to Landmark and give God the glory for it and the praise. Amen. We've got backsliders out there. I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. I'm going to stay with the ship. I'm going to stay in the presence of God. I'm going to continue to worship the Lord. And no matter what I'm going through or what you're going through, what we're facing or not facing, we're going to give God the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And when it feels like everything has just come to pieces, I'm going to grab a piece of this and I'm just going to hang on. Amen. Souls are being plucked out of the devil's grip by the thousands, and the Church of the Living God is moving through the land. Flames of revival are consuming lost humanity everywhere. I just got a news brief from our national superintendent, and he said people are coming to God by the thousands. Churches are being raised up. Did you know that the United Pentecostal Church just got a brand new headquarters? Yeah, they were challenged by Landmark. They did. We did. We just got a brand, and it's like triple the size of what we had because of the church growth and because of the missionaries that are going out into the world. Amen. We're about that far away from being able to lock hands, arms, and hearts with our brothers all the way across and around the world with this gospel. And then you know what the Bible says? The trumpet's going to sound. The Lord's going to take us home. It's almost home time. We can't bail now. We can't give up now. We got to get up. We can't shut up. We got to get up. We can't sit down. We've got to stand up. We've got to let the Lord know we're still in the battle. That's right. Amen. And so we understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against this. God's church is not a quitting church. It's not a weak church or an anemic church. God's church is a prevailing church. God's church is if you don't mind me saying, it's a devil-stomping church. Every time we leap for joy, we're coming down on his head. Amen. Praise God. And that old serpent with Adam and Eve, stood there and gave them a hard time. Ultimately, the Lord took his feet away. Man, he wound up a serpent. And that's the snake today represents that old serpent, the devil. That's why everybody hates snakes, scared to death of snakes. It's just that thing that's all the way from Bible times. And that snake's got to eat dust till eternity comes. And then I don't know where he's going to hang out. But I know this, every time we leap for joy, we come down on the devil's head. We need to understand. We need to look up because our redemption draweth nigh. When you're looking down, you're looking at the devil. But when you look up, you're looking toward God. Amen. Why don't you look up and leap for joy and pound the devil's head? I'm not crazy. I know what the enemy's up to. Amen. He doesn't want any shouting going on around here. There's this new thing going on in religion right now and in churches where, you know, they got a big recliner-looking thing up there and the preacher just sits there and just kind of nonchalantly talks to the crowd and all of that. Amen. I'm not going to be influenced by that. I know what the devil wants. He wants it quiet. I saw a sign one time. I was traveling and I passed that sign and it said, please be quiet. We're having church. I'm telling the community, be as loud as you can. We're going to be louder than you are. We got a farmer over here that lives a half a mile away. He said, I love to sit outside and listen to y'all's music. I love that. If he can't hear us, open the door. Let's let the community hear what's going on over here. Hey, we're not sitting down. We're not getting quiet. It don't matter to me what anybody says. I didn't come to be the most popular preacher. I came to seek and save that which is lost and to have a good time while I'm doing it. Is anybody here for a good time in God? So the enemy doesn't want you clapping your hands. He don't want you stomping your feet. He doesn't want music that makes sense. He doesn't want songs that make sense. He don't want any tongue talking going on around here. But it's been a long time since I cared about what the devil likes. Amen. I'm caring about what my God likes. I'm caring about what it takes to reach my family and my loved ones and my friends and my co-workers and to get them in the house of God and to get them delivered. Set free and healed in their body. Hey, there's a healing spirit in here right now. Somebody can be delivered. Somebody can be healed. Somebody can be set free. We need to believe God for that. We need to send the fire. We need to let the anointing fall. We need to let the power fall in this house. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're in a fight. We know that. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I was the enemy and knowing that it's so close to the coming of the Lord and the end time right now, if I was him, I'd stop fighting and try to join it. Amen. He's all about trying to develop people into a lost predicament that they can't get out of and to put them to shame. Amen. And so deception is what we war against. Everybody shout deception. Sometimes we get tired. But listen, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. What we are doing at Landmark this morning will give you rest. Amen. It will refresh you. It will renew you. If you've never raised your hands in worship, you ought to try that one time. If you've never gotten lost in your praise, you need to try that one time, and you will leave refreshed and renewed in the Spirit of God. This old ship of Zion, the Church of the Living God, she's weathered a lot of storms. She's been put through the fire, but the church is still alive. And everybody shout it, well, amen, praise God. Now, I will tell you this, the church is over 2,000 years old, and the church is the ark of God. It's the safety place. It's where God abides. It's where he lives. It's where his mercy seat is. It's where forgiveness and grace is. It's where we offer up incense. It's where we offer sacrifice. It's just like the tabernacle in the Old Testament. Amen. This is the ark of God. The church or the ship of Zion is not the Titanic. Now the Lord told Noah, he said, build it out of gopher wood. And a study will prove that gopher wood was hard to work with, hard to come together, hard to prevent leakage and all of that. But God wanted Noah to make that ark out of gopher wood. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, I want this thing made out of wood, and I want it to be gopher wood. And so Noah did. Men came along in modern days and made a ship and called it the Titanic. This ship is unsinkable. This ship will not go down. And on its maiden voyage, it went down. And many, many people died as a result. But not one person died when the Lord designed the ark. We need to understand something. I don't care how many governments the enemy possesses. I don't care how many people the enemy possesses. I don't care how many pulpits the enemy possesses. Amen. This church of Zion is going to make it, and it is unsinkable. It's an ark. It's not the Titanic. This is the Ark of the Covenant. This is the presence of God. This is anointed of the Holy Ghost. This was built and designed by the Master himself. This is God's church. And I don't care how old we may seem. I don't care how old-fashioned we may come across. I don't care what you think about us. Hallelujah. You can call us pale-faced. You can call us outdated. But look at us. We're growing by numbers. We're having revival. The anointing of God is in here. People are being healed. People are being baptized. People are being filled with the Holy Ghost. People are being set free and liberated. Amen. And so we need to understand some things. Praise God. They've tried to sink it, but it still floats. They've tried to burn it, but it's still intact. They've tried to feed it to the lions, and it came through without a bite. I can go on and on. I know sometimes it seems like all hope is shattered and that you just can't take any more of the storm. Pressures and trials, tribulations have almost caused shipwreck. I understand all of that. Amen. But I'm shouting, don't bail out. Stay with the ship. And on your way down, you grab a board and you hang on. Hallelujah. Amen. One old preacher preached. He said, look, he said, when Noah built that ark and all those animals were in that ark, you can't tell me that it didn't stink. Made a point there. Tell my boys, you got a point there. Way to go, leadhead. And they're successful after me calling them leadhead. Amen. Praise God. But he said that. He said you need to learn to take the stink over the storm. Listen, I don't care if it's government. I don't care if it's a school system. I don't care if it's in the jailhouse. I don't care if it's in the hospital. I don't care where you're in. It can be, it's going to be where you're employed. And yes, it's going to be in the church. They're going to be some stinkers. You know what I call them? Grace builders. Because you can't say what you want to say, so you take it to the Lord. You repent about how you're thinking and you ask the Lord to give you. So what they're doing is they're building grace for you. And what they're doing is they're causing you to get so much closer to the Lord. Amen. So if there's any stinkers in here, thank you so much. I love you. I don't think there is, you know, because we got this perfect church. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. People are going to be people. Amen. Because that's what they are. They're people. Yeah, I can't believe you didn't write that down. Amen. And so people are people. And we're going to have to put up with people. And I thank God you put up with me. And you need to thank God I put up with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we're going to make it. You know why? Because we're staying right here. Amen. We're staying right here. You're going to go through your stuff. People are going to go through their stuff. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to join with them and help them go through their stuff. I read it not long ago, and I'll never forget it. A soldier is only as strong as the soldier that stands right beside them. Amen. And so if your soldier friend beside you is going through a hard time, you better help him, because you can't be any stronger than he is. Because we need one another. I know this too, that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And so if somebody beside you is a weak link right now, we need to help them. And we need to surround them. And we need... I know I'm taking a little time this morning, but I've got to share this with you. Praise God. Have you ever done anything dumb? No, you've never done anything dumb. But let me tell you what Pastor did. So we got this new deer lease, and it doesn't have a gate on it. And naturally, you don't want people just going in and out, driving four-wheelers all summer long, all through your deer woods and all that stuff. So I thought, I don't want to by a big gate right now. We're trying to build it. So I'm just going to put a chain across there. So I thought in my mind, I thought, it's no more than 15 feet across there. I know that. So I bought a chain, 15 feet, drove an hour to the deer lease, and 15 feet was too short. That was just the beginning of my dilemmas. So I went to the hardware store and got another 15 feet. And I bought that little link. Some of you guys are going to know what I'm talking about. It just goes around and it's divided. And you put the two chain ends inside that link. And then you hammer it shut so nobody can open it. You know, it's just, it looks like a chain link, but it's open. And then you hammer it shut after you put the two ends in there. Well, I had a hard time putting the ends in there to begin with because it wasn't big enough for the end. So I had, all I had was a screwdriver and a hammer. I'm not Bob the Builder. I promise you wouldn't want me to build you a birdhouse. And so I tried to, I finally got it all open and got the two ends in there. Hammered it shut and was just overwhelmed by my success. And I grabbed the chain to drag it over to the trees where I was going to put it in across the, and I looked back. And the second chain I bought was laying over there. And the chain I bought, I had put the two ends together. That was a grace builder. I had to build an altar right there beside that gravel road. I was so mad. And there was nobody to fight. So now all I've got is a screwdriver and a hammer. I could barely get it on and get it shut. Now I've got to open it and put it back on and shut it. Finally got it done. So I know sometimes it seems like all hope is gone, but you just gotta grab a piece of what you believe in and hold on. Amen. Make it funny. Do whatever you gotta do. Amen. You know, I mean, I almost fell yesterday, broke my neck. Instead of living in that, bad things happen. People begin to live in that and share it with others and want people to live in that with them. It begins to spread, and that's not a good thing. Hey, excitement can spread too. Joy can spread too. Refreshing can spread too. Amen. Renewal can, and bad things happen to all kinds of good people, but we go through the bad and we hold on to the good until the Lord sees us through. Listen, the Spirit of God will come through and touch you. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about grabbing a literal board, so don't tear our church apart. But I'm just telling you today that when the Spirit of God falls, you grab a piece of that and take that with you that week. And that no matter what you're going through, you're going to make it. And not a hair on your head's going to be harmed. Because we've got the promise of God. Hear me now. When you don't have His presence, you've got His promise. And when you've got His promise, you're going to make it. I want you to worship with me right now as if you're going to make it. As if everything's going to be all right. As if God's hand of anointing is upon you. And the Spirit of God's going to take you through. My. He didn't bring us this far to let us down. Stay with the ship and you won't be destroyed. I'm telling you, all these other fellas are beginning to feel a jolt from the United Pentecostal Church because God's getting ready to come through at high voltage. Praise the Lord. He even gave us a physical example. Amen. They ran three-phase electric. They were putting telephone poles in people's yards. People had to put up with it, amen, just because Landmark needed electricity from about a mile and a half away. And it didn't they didn't charge us a dime to do that. Amen. Hey, what's up, God? I'm going to send you more power. I'm going to give you more power. I'm going to give you more authority. I'm going to give you more dominion. I'm going to let you conquer this city. I'm going to let you overcome the enemy, the flesh, and the world. Somebody help me praise him. I need help right now. You know what time it is? It's time for true believers to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Hey, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The newcomer and his wife, they just started coming to the church. I preached at the church where they when they first started coming, the pastor pointed them out and pointed, he said, like, I forget how long ago, like a couple of years ago, he pointed at them and he said, a couple of years ago, they left this church. They had just started coming. They left this church and went home to watch their house finish burning down to the ground. As they stood out and the firemen were fighting the fire and all of that, they stood there in the yard, tears in their eyes. Not only the house, but all those memories. You know what they lost. They stood there, tears coming out of their eyes. And that man said the devil came to him and spoke to him, and he said, I never treated you that bad. You just started going to that church over there. And he said, now look, you've lost your house and all that. I never treated you that bad. I never burned your house. Just like him to tell a lie. The next service time came along, and of course calls were made. The church found out about it. Next service time came along. They went to the church. Every one of the saints had rallied together, got them clothing, got them food, helped them find a place to stay. All of this, hallelujah. And that man said, I stood there with tears in my eyes as the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, the devil never treated you this good. Sometimes you got to go through the bad to find out just how good he is. But when you're going through the bad, don't you ever give up. Don't you ever stop worshiping. Don't you ever stop praying. Don't you ever stop fasting. Don't you ever stop. Amen. Brother Randy, don't ever stop clapping your hand. Don't ever stop shouting hallelujah. Amen. When it comes down to it, you grab a good piece of this and don't let go until you've found safety, until you find refreshing and renewal and healing. Man, I'm telling you, praise God. You can't hang on to the world and hang on to this at the same time. It will tear your nerves apart. But eventually, you've got to let go of the ropes. You've got to let go of those alternatives and let them go. And finally, give it everything you've got in here and let God begin to design your path. And watch God do great, wonderful, mighty, powerful things through you. Amen? Praise God. And so, the devil wants you because he can't grab that board. This is off limits to him. What are we afraid of? Satan, I'm speaking to you. You better watch out because we're not running from you. We're building a church right in your face because we've got the promise that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We're right at the door and the very gates of hell. You wouldn't have to go over a mile to get drugs right now. You wouldn't have to go over a mile to get in trouble. Amen. Some of the biggest notorious drug dealers and all of this kind of stuff is going on right here under our noses while I speak. But that's okay. That's exactly where he wanted to build the church. Amen. So that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. And so that means we're going to charge hell and we're going to charge the devil and they're going to have to flee. And yes, we will reach our loved ones, friends, family members, our sons and our daughters, our husbands and our wives, our moms and our dads. We will reach them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I speak that to you believing that. That's what we've been doing all along. That's why we have four sections that are full. That's why the church needs to build another church. And we'll build another church. We'll do what we've got to do because God's giving us revival. We've got people with their mind made up that if I have to, I'll just grab a board and hang on. I don't understand everything. I don't know everything. I don't know why you're going through what you go through. But I know God can take you through it. Let's stand and lift our hands and worship the Lord together. Let's stand and magnify the name of Jesus. Men, could I hear your voices? Hallelujah. Amen. Ladies, could I hear your voices? Young people, could I hear your voices? Could we cry out to God? Could we cry out to God? Call His name. Call His name. Don't close your lips like a clam. Open your mouth and call on the name of Jesus. Worship Him in spirit and truth. Praise Him with all your might. Hallelujah. 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 Mark 16:16 said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's not all. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Praise God. Paul was in a shipwreck just so he could prove to them that God speaks to His people. God let Paul go through the same thing that the rest of those guys went through on the ship, just so he could prove a point. God used Paul. Now, if you're not ready to be used, then I don't know about this trip about being a Christian. But I'm in it to win it, and I'm in it to be used of God. No matter what He wants me to do and no matter what He wants me to go through. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want this. I need this. So it's a shipwreck. It's cold. The ship is gone. There's no place to warm up. They land. As soon as they get on land, they start stacking wood for a fire. Paul grabs a board out of the wood or a stick or whatever, and a viper comes out and nails him on the hand. Now, I had a bad day with that chain, but it wasn't a viper, hallelujah. Paul has a viper hanging on his hand. What does the Bible say he does? He walks right over to the fire. Because he knew where the fire was, and he shook it off in the fire. Paul helped build the fire that he was able to shake the viper off into. Now, I'm just going to tell you, the vipers are coming. Trouble is coming. Trial and tribulation is coming. So why don't we go ahead and advance like Paul did and build a fire? So that when it does come, we can walk up to it and just shake it off. Woo! I want somebody to come down and grab a board. And I want you to hang on. I want you to come down and I want you to build a fire. I want you to come down and I want you to start something that the devil can't put out. I want you to come down and begin something right now that the enemy cannot end. Amen. What about a made-up mind and a grit, gut, determination that I'm going to make heaven my home? I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot. Come on, make room. Make room. There's a big hole right here. Hallelujah. Everybody wants to come. Praise the Lord. Now, in the Holy Ghost, I want you to grab a board. And I want you to hang on because I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. That the Lord's going to bring you through. That you're going to have victory. that refreshing's going to take place, that the anointing's going to break this yoke, and that the Spirit of God's going to give you joy like a river, and it's going to flow through your soul. Somebody grab hold.